Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carter.
And we are the team from Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Lou.
Laid.
I'm bringing up our sponsor, Marmaloo. Anywhere you want to go, you can just open a can of...
Baked.
Marmaloo. Oh man, we're really bad at the sponsorship thing, Carter. We gotta get it down pat. Anyway, on this week's show, we're gonna hang out with our buddy Christopher Piggles.
Hey, hey!
And we're gonna talk about some things that you didn't know that we ever thought about. Like landmarks. And when you wake in the morning and you step outside and you're still a little boy, but things are different. Hey, what's going on? All on this week's show of Potato.
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 Kick it. And we're back. Carter, Pickles, can you name funkier opening music to a podcast?
No.
I don't know. I mostly listen to NPR.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's on brand for Christopher Pickles. All right, so the first segment is wacky. It's goofy. And I think that for both of you, it's going to land really close to home, especially for you, Christopher Pickles. Carter.
Ooh.
What?
It's gonna be a big deal, and I think you're gonna like it. So one morning, you're gonna wake up. You're gonna stretch your little arms or your little pickle arms, whatever it is you use when you stretch.
What are you trying to say, Mr. Sean?
Okay, so let's be fair. Maybe you do have pickle arms. You just haven't discovered that power yet. So what we're gonna do?
What planet are you from?
Earth.
He just has all these crazy ideas.
16. That's where I'm from.
16.
Earth 616.
Earth 616.
Yep, that's where we're from.
I know you just made that up.
No, I didn't. That's Marvel.
I think you made it up.
I didn't make it up.
Did you make it up?
Yeah, I made it up on the spot.
Ah, he made it up.
All right, so you wake up in the morning, stretch your arms, kick your feet out of bed. You put on your slippers, your comfiest slippers, and you walk to the bathroom, and you look in the mirror, and you have transformed. What do you look like now? I want to start with Carter. And if Carter doesn't have an answer, I have one.
If it's a question, I don't understand.
Okay, here's the deal.
Because
so
how am I supposed
you
to know what I look like in my imagination?
No, you're
just you pick it.
You pick it.
Not your nose. You pick your imagination. What do you want to be when you wake up?
It could be anything. Could be good. Could be bad.
Could be Bumblebee.
You could wake up and be a Transformer.
No. I thought that was good.
I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be the exact same version of me, but 6'5". So I'm still going to have a dad bod. I'll still have my wacky mustache. I'll still be... Wait a second. I want money. I'm not going to... That doesn't do anything. If I'm going to be 6'5", I want to be a retired professional athlete. So I gotta think this through. Christopher Pickles, what do you think you'd be?
I don't know. Pretty happy as a pickle. I don't want to go back to a cucumber.
Really?
Yeah, cucumbers are boring. I'm way spicier now.
Spicier?
Yeah, garlic dill. A little goodness.
What if you
become... Well, that is a good choice because I like eating cucumbers. I kind of like eating
pickles. Hey, no talking about eating pickles for me, please.
I mean, like, one dent.
Don't talk.
Never mind, go ahead.
Yes, non-sentient pickles are our favorite kinds of pickles.
I'm sensitive. I don't know what I would be. Maybe I'd be like a truck.
A truck?
Or a tiger. Could I be a tiger?
Yeah, you can be whatever you want. It's your transformation.
If you were a tiger, you would get to eat the people who ate your people.
I could go after the pickle eaters. I would attack the picnic.
Like it.
Great idea.
Attack the picnic.
So Christopher Pickles wants to be a tiger and attack a picnic. That's interesting. I got another idea for you.
Because you don't remember from one of the older episodes.
You want to know what I want to be?
What?
I want to be a cake.
You want to be a cake?
Yep, because I could give so much joy to people. And as they sliced me up at the birthday party, the candles melting gently into my frosting, I would sing, Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz, ouch, cumpleaños.
Mr. Sean, I think you're losing it. Like, seriously, I could tell you from one person to another, or one pickle to a man, you don't want to be a human, you don't want to be a food product. Food products are not fun.
I think you're fun.
One thing.
Thank you.
Cake can't talk. And two things. I think I would say to be a cake that could actually respawn every time someone ate them. Because if you went to a birthday party and did what you want to do, you'd probably get eaten and not have another chance.
Right, so I'd be a respawning cake.
Yes.
So I'd have like save points. Like my save point, I would go back to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'd see nice guy.
Oh, great idea.
And he would rebox me. And then I would go to another home. And then like, so it'd be like Lucia's birthday. Lucia would get me, be like, happy 50th, Lucia. And she'd chop me up and give me out to her friends. And then they'd be like, oh, it's a great cake, Lucia. And then at night, they put me in the fridge, and then I'd become just, go back to the, no? No one likes this?
No, I like it, but just one thing. You would need to be a talking cake to do what you also want.
Would I have a cake mouth?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I gotta throw a flag here. Wouldn't it hurt?
You're attacking people at a picnic, and you're worried about
me. Well, yeah, because they want to beat me. I don't want them to eat me, and I don't understand why you'd want somebody to eat you.
I wanna provide sustenance to my fellow
man. They're gonna take a bite of you. That's not fun.
You've never been eaten before. You hear
well,
this.
Yeah,
terrible.
I run away.
But if he respawned, then he would respawn, not hurt anymore.
He's making really good points right here.
I'm not going to fight a losing battle.
No, it's not that it's a losing battle, Pickles. It's just a battle. It's just a battle. Like love. Love is a...
I got some triggers about being eaten, okay?
Okay.
It's just not something I'm comfortable with.
So, Carter, you didn't answer. What would you do? So you wake up and transformations happened.
Well, at my school, they asked a question, which was, would you rather be a bird or a fish? And I said, not any. Because if I was a fish, someone would keep me as a pet, and then I would die so quickly. And if I was a bird, I would probably get eaten by a cat, because I know cats like to chase birds.
See, that's that whole eating thing again. I agree with him.
So we brought this full circle on eating.
and a bird catcher would come and put me in a cage. I'd rather be my normal self.
Okay, I'd like you to be your normal self too. I don't I don't think that you are an unspecial human being. I think you're pretty wonderful just the way you are. So to recap, I want to become a cake, especially for birthday. Oh, no one asked me. No one asked me what kind of cake.
Carvel.
Yeah, you knew. I want to be an ice cream
Your
cake.
Your favorite type of cake is a Carvel cake.
Yes, it is. Ice cream cake. And I want to be a Fudgy the Whale.
You want to be a Fudgy the Whale?
Yes, I do. Or a cookie
Wow.
puss. Depends on what happens. You never
Those
know.
Those are really old kinds of cookies.
Yeah, they're expensive too, but you know what? No one's going to spare that expense for Lucia. She deserves it on her 50th.
What the? Who is Lucia?
Lucia is just a woman that happened to get me as her first 50th birthday cake. I don't know. It's just a name that popped in my head randomly. Lucia popped in. Cardi, you should know by now I'm kind of random.
Yeah, you are kind of random.
Okay, so next question. We're going to go to the next one, Pickles. This one probably shouldn't offend you. It doesn't have anything to do with being eaten.
Ready and waiting.
Okay. If you could rename any landmark in the world, what would you name it and why? So first you got to tell me what landmark. Take a minute here. Think about all the landmarks in the world. Buildings, natural formations, statues. You can rename any one of them. You have to tell me what you're going to rename it and then why. I'm going to rename Big Ben.
To what?
Moderately sized Ben.
Just messed up.
I know. But you know why?
He's no longer big anymore.
Because I got to be honest with you, when I saw him, I was so underwhelmed. It's like, wow, that's great. That's Big Ben.
They call Big Ben Big Ben because he used to be big, but now he's like...
He's average sized.
Yeah.
That's something about London.
He's
maybe,
just an
we'll take you there one day.
Landmark.
It'll be my pleasure to take you there one day. What you'll see in most of London is because of how old all the buildings are. They're not that tall. It's not like New York City with lots of skyscrapers. It's really charming that way.
Yeah.
Really charming. I loved it. So, you guys got any thoughts? You still thinking?
Never understood Mount Rushmore. It should just be like El Presidente Mountain. Something like that.
Presidente Mountain.
Rushmore has nothing to do with it. There's four presidents. None of them are called Rushmore. Why is it called Rushmore?
You want me to look it up? We should look that up. We're going to take can I have my phone?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Well, you asked if I want to rename something. I'd say rename it because it should be named after what it is. Statue of Liberty is named Statue of Liberty because she's a statue and she's, you know, of Liberty.
And she's what Lady Liberty looks like, mountain.
What's a landmark?
Like a something built on land and really, really, really well known. Like the Eiffel Tower, Statue of Liberty, the Pyramids of Egypt.
Empire State Building.
Something really old.
Something that no matter who you are, if you see it, you know what it is.
Well, the Empire State Building, I think I would call it the big building because it's not like it's not like there's several of that building. So, and it's pretty tall, so I would just call it tall building. Because what's the point of that? Why is it called the Empire State Building? I mean, what's the point?
Do you want Pickles to tell you? Pickles is a deli pickle, and I think you've got family in New York, right?
Straight out of the Carnegie Deli.
Yep. See, so Pickles, explain it. ESB.
New York State is called the Empire State. So it's the Empire State Building inside the Empire State. But I don't know why it's called that. I just know it is the Empire State. I should probably ask my cousin Murray. Murray would know. He started the Carnegie Deli, and now he actually works at Katz. So he's a good guy to ask.
Okay, so your answer, Mount Rushmore is named after a New York City attorney. Charles E. Rushmore was sent out to this area in 1884 to check legal titles on properties. On his way back to the Pine Camp, he asked Bill Chalice, a local resident guide, the name of the mountain. Bill replied, "Never had a name, but from now on we'll call it Rushmore." So it just so happened that the guy that was like surveying and checking titles, they never had a name for it. And they're just like, yeah, we'll just call it Rushmore. So that guy is named after probably the most famous mountain, or the name of the mountain is after him. Just total coincidence.
If I was a balloon, I'd be deflated.
A balloon, you'd be deflated?
Yeah, I'd go.
But... because
I was really dumb.
That's what I think a balloon sounds like when it deflates.
Weird. I thought that was a dumb answer.
I don't understand. It might be true, but it's a dumb answer. Why are you guys talking about balloons when we're talking about landmarks?
I thought it was a really silly answer. So, if I was a balloon, I would have gone.
Because you wouldn't have known. Because
it was dumb.
Is the dumb answer?
It's all weird. It's okay. I still think it should be called El Presidente Mountain.
El Presidente Mountain's a pretty good one, and I'm gonna make
El Presidente Mountain?
It's got mountains! It's got presidents in it. It's a mountain with presidents. Well, why wouldn't it be called President Mountain?
Or why wouldn't it be a Lakota word? Because it's the six. It's the six. What is it? Six something. Six grandfathers? Or something is the name of the actual mountain in Lakota.
Well, then maybe it should not have our grandfathers on there, and it should have their grandfathers.
We'll just have to put Benjamin, what's his name after it?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Benjamin Franklin, let me tell you a little about Benjamin Franklin.
Where is this going?
In this book about Benjamin Franklin.
He really has a book? It's thicker than me.
Okay, yeah, I know. Pick a page, Carter, between 1 and 20, and I'll pick...
10?
10. On page 10, line 2, pick a number between 1 and 7.
5.
Okay, if you can guess what the fifth... Oh, you're not guessing this. If you can guess the fifth word, I'll give you $50.
What fifth word?
The fifth word in that line.
Franklin.
No, I'm sorry, Pickles. It's not Franklin. You just missed out on $50.
I'm a pickle. I don't really need money.
You have no pockets or no wallet.
True.
Money?
No, it is contemptuous.
What the? I do not know that word. I am not in college.
No, and actually that would be a good age for you to know that word.
All right. So it is a pretty big word.
So, El Presidente Mountain... Carter, did you change your answer from Empire State Building to... Do you have another one?
No.
You can still not make one.
I did the tall... I called the Empire State Building Tall Building.
Tall Building?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a tall building. And I had said...
Moderate Ben.
Moderate-sized Ben. I'm okay with it.
Moderato size
Ben. All right, well, that sounds like it's going to wrap it up for this segment. But stay tuned here on Potato
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out that advertising break with our friends at
Anchor.
They're the best, easiest way to do a podcast on the web. Anyway, coming back into segment two here, we got a cool question for our friend Christopher Pickles.
Huh?
And our buddy Carter.
Yay.
Oh, and he gives him a big squishy pickle hug. So, guys, guess what? I had a thought that came to me. And I was like, man, I should have asked this one to Carter, but I never got a chance. Imagine for the next 24 hours, you could only use 3 different words.
That, what?
Which 3 words do you want to be able to say? No, it's difficult. It's going to require a little think. And make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed. Right now, I'm using more than 3 words. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Please. Thank. You. That's what I'm using. No, you can't use those. Took them off.
That's fine.
It's the ones I'm going to use.
That's not that important to me.
I'm going to point and say, please. Thank you.
I'm going to say hungry. Because, you know, what if you got to eat. I don't know about anything else, but you got to tell people when you're hungry.
You know, ran pickle rolling around. Hungry! Hungry!
A pickle rolling around on the ground just saying
hungry. What, you think pickles don't get hungry? We get hungry. We gotta eat too.
But you're so small.
Pickles are people? Well, we're not people, but we're hungry.
Okay.
You gotta tell somebody. It's not like I can open the fridge. I have to ask for help.
I can just lift you up when you want me to.
Do you have any words, Carter?
Yeah, what about you? Well, you only give us hungry. I said 3.
Well, that one's most important.
Well, you're originally from New York, so we got a colorful bunch, I'm sure of it.
You told me I can't say that on podcasts.
You're right, you can't. Sorry about that, Pickles.
Colorful?
Yes, like red or blue. What's the first word you would use, Bubba?
Stuck. Help. Oh, shoot.
Those are 2. Those 2 words. That's 4 words total.
Ow.
Do you get stuck and need help that much?
If I wrote, oh, shoot, and didn't put a space, it would be like 1 word.
Sounds like a band from the 90s.
Oh, shoot.
Like a bunch of...
Oh, shoot.
All right, easy there, kid.
Oh, shoot. So, careful, you sounded like you're from New York.
Yeah. It'd be like, sounds like 5 New Yorkers, all from Queens. They have shaved... size of the hair of their rat tails. Give it up for the hot new band from Queens. It's Oh Shoot. And this time be like, bagels and cheesecake, that's what we do. But girl, I'm in love with you. Yeah. Bagels, pizza, cheesecake, that's what we do. Girly. Pickles, what are you doing?
Giving you dirty looks. What do you think, people in New York? You think we're weirdos?
I think you're all boy bands. Am I wrong? I remember when I lived there.
You're very, very wrong. There are no pickles that are boy bands.
What about...
But that would be funny.
What about the Gherkin 5?
What's that?
It's one of the most popular pickle boy bands ever.
This is not South Korea. We are not BTS. Isn't that who they are?
Yes, I think that's Korea.
I always get them confused with, you know, the serial killer, truthfully, but I don't know. So I get nervous that I'm saying the wrong letters.
Understandably, that's a mistake you probably don't want to make very frequently in mixed company. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I'm a pickle. I got a small brain. I can't remember everything.
But it's proportionate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's proportionate to your size, and that's about the amount of knowledge.
I'm still smarter than you.
Probably. I mean, I just run this show, so... So I got going for me right now. That and my sweet Datsun pickup truck.
What? You're kind of like my dad because you forget some things, and my dad does the same.
Oh. Yeah.
And
true.
And the only time I forget something is when it's been like 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years
I will say you have a really good memory. You call me on things all the time, like, oh, Pickles, you were supposed to go squeeze the lemonade. I'm like, oh, I forgot.
And then you wanted to lay on top of a lemon and just roll up and up.
What can I say? I like acids.
Okay. Now, Pickles, you've only given us 1 word so far. I only have hungry, which from a pickle would be gross because it'd be like Just a pickle showing up, rolling at your ankles. Hungry. Hungry.
That'd be funny. Someone just rolling on the ground saying, hungry.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny. So I want to hear something else. What else? What other great idea do you have for a word?
TikTok dance.
Quesadich.
Quesadich. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
What does it mean?
What is the thing? Quesadich.
What does it mean, though?
That's what it means. It means what's the thing.
But who's on first?
No, why can't I just say quesadich? Because I need the quesadich. I need the quesadich. What's a quesadich? Can you? Who's a quesadich? You could just use it for anything, so it's a good word.
But okay, so hold on. So you're a pickle. You're rolling on the floor. You're either saying...
hungry.
Or you're going to look a human in the eyes that also can't communicate more than three words, and you're going to say a word...
quesadich!
Sounds like something out of Dungeons and Dragons.
My New Yorker friends would know it.
Maybe.
Quesadich.
Oh, man, I hope that sticks with him so bad.
For someday, I think I'm going to need to visit some of your cousins.
You would love them. They're so much fun.
Yep, they're crazy. And the delis there are great with big sandwiches.
Yeah. But I hope they don't have the pickles in them.
Nope, pickles are on the side.
We run the deli counter.
Yep, they run the deli counter.
Oh, yeah.
That's the side that they're on.
See, that's the fun part. We're the ones slicing up the meat. They're not coming after us.
You're coming after them, I guess.
Yes. A little taste of their own medicine. What? What? You want to eat some mammal? Here you go.
Wow. That's power. That's what it tickles.
Mammal?
Yes.
Mammals.
Mammals.
Mammals. Food. Yeah. Food for you guys. I'm a carnivore. I'm not a herbivore. I'm a carnivore because otherwise I'd be like, I'd be a cannibal if I was a herbivore.
Yeah, he eats meat. He's a carnivore.
I can't be a herbivore. I'm a carnivore.
If you were a herbivore, you would be able to actually get your revenge on the people who ate your cousins or friends or whatever they are.
No. Herbivore means I eat like herbs, like veggies, fruit. My people, I can't eat those. So I'm a carnivore. I eat meat. I go after the ones who are gonna eat me. I eat you back!
Pickles eats them first is the entire idea here. Pickles is getting out in front of it.
Yep, me and my family. That's why we're at the deli counter. We are serving up that corned beef like, heh!
Corned beef justice.
Oh,
it's my next movie.
Get it. That restaurant is a pickle restaurant, so the pickles come there to eat the people at the diner. Yeah. I get it.
Oh my gosh. Cats is going to sue us. All right. Well, that's definitely the spot to wrap this up before my wallet's completely gone. Patreon break right here on the other side of this segment here on Potato.
Salad.
Marble.
Laid.
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 Hungry.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends, and guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind the scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
And we're back, guys. Here to tell you what we learned today.
I learned that more often than not, dolphins' feet are covered in rubber.
And I also learned that trash goes on dolphins' wings so they can fly over the ocean to eat seagulls.
Correct. Pickles, what did you learn?
I learned that you guys are really weird.
You know what else I learned, Carter?
What?
I learned that buses run on vegetable oil, and they cover the sides of the bus in lettuce leaves so that when they're outside, no one finds them in the road.
I actually think that you made that up right on the spot.
I think we made all of these up, but you know what else I really know? We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.